You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the school year is coming to a close, and with all the weather that's going on, a lot of the school graduations are having to move or be postponed. But several of them have moved, like from Red Rocks. Well, what was I saying this morning? Chaffield and Columbine
moved. Yeah, Evergreen was still having it.
From Red Rocks to like the Denver Coliseum or something. But check with your school and find out.
You probably know by now.
You've got to know by now. But still, I mean, I know for a lot of people, it's like, oh, what a drag. But I want you to look at it this way. You're going to go your whole life being proud that you're from Colorado, and you'll be able to have that story. Right. You'll say, yeah, our graduation. We even got our graduation moved because of a snowstorm in mid-May.
Nice spin.
So you can make it truly a Colorado thing.
Yeah.
And just kind of embrace it that way. But we were also kind of laughing yesterday thinking about, you know, now that the school year is wrapping up, we probably have stories from our listeners about that phone call they got this year from the school.
Yeah, you know, whether it be a principal, a teacher, somebody in the front office, the nurse even, if there was some sort of bleeding incident or something. I don't know what's going on. But you got a call from the school. Some way, somehow, we want to know why. Why did you get a call from the school? I think we only got one this year, and there was a shoving incident. So I don't know how much more I can say about that, but... one of my children shoved another person.
Oh, I was going to ask, shover or shovey?
Shover
this year.
Yeah.
Not the shovey.
And it was the sweet little innocent one that did it, too.
Oh.
She was sick of somebody's crap. Gave him a solid shove, and then we got a call about it.
She's like Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird, right? She's just tough.
She's a tough little cookie.
I want to read one that came in just because her name is Margot, and I love that name mostly because of the Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation movie.
All right.
I don't know, Margot.
What does she have to say?
She said, my son kept pouring orange juice into the aquarium in his sixth grade class. Excellent. Not a lot, just a drop or two, and he said he was making the fish healthy. The teacher asked him three times to stop. On the fourth time, I got the call.
Ding. She said, he had four chances.
She said, I got to say, I kind of laughed. Orange juice in the fish tank. I mean,
It's pretty good. Let me give you another quick animal one. This is from Kristen. She wrote, and she says, early in the school year, I got a call from our school because my daughter snuck her pet hamster to school. She put it in her backpack before we left one day and then whipped it out in class. Apparently caused quite the commotion.
Mm-hmm.
She says, for the rest of the year, I checked the cage before we left for school.
That's a good plan. Hey, another Kristen is on the phone. Kristen, good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
Why did you get the call from the school?
Okay, so one day I discovered there was a voicemail on my phone from my daughter's school. I'm thinking, okay, so maybe it's like a dress code violation because she's 13, you know. You know, 13-year-old girls. So I call back, and they tell me that she had written an expletive in the snow with a stick.
All right. With a stick.
That's great.
I know you can't. Don't say the word, but what was the first letter of the word?
It was the F word.
F word. Oh, okay, yeah, well, they can go big, I guess.
You know, see the thing. That's why you got to have sons because they don't have to use the stick.
Pee-pee.
Kristen, have a great day. All right.
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. Laura, good morning.
Hey boys, good morning. How are you?
We're having a blast.
We're great. So, why did the school call you?
The school called me because my youngest, who's in kindergarten, was so excited to see her best friend. And the other little girl was so excited to see my daughter, too, that they ran full speed at each other to give each other a hug and ended up colliding and giving each other black eyes.
Oh, no!
So then we go to pick them up. And sure enough, you have two little six-year-olds.
With a couple shiners.
Oh, my God.
They're so happy. Yeah. That's pretty darn funny.
You know, I can only hope that someday I love someone. I just hope that someday I love someone so much that I will rush at them that enthusiastically.
Funk.
Laura, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate the
Here's
laugh.
Here's one from Janelle on Facebook. She, real quick, she says, I got a call that my son threw his shoe at someone's face. And her next line, he's a sophomore. That's from Janelle.
Oh, great. Carrie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey.
My son is in kindergarten. He had two wiggly teeth yet, and he went to school and he took a bite of an apple, and one of the tooth fell out, and he went unconscious. Like, he passed out.
He passed out because his tooth fell out?
Well, he, like, dropped. The pain was, like, really bad because it wasn't really ready to come out.
And oh, my gosh.
He called us because the paramedics had come. He was fine. We had talked to him about, like, you know, eventually if your tooth won't come out, you'll eat an apple, and he just kind of took it upon himself and did it much.
I hope to God that when they got there, the paramedics got there, the apple was on the table and there was just a tooth sticking out of the apple.
Right out of it.
Well, no,
please.
The weird thing is like, the tooth came out of the apple, he went, put it in his backpack, then he went over to his teacher, and then he clapped.
Oh, he took some time to think about what happened, and then he passed out.
It was delayed drama. Delayed drama is the story there.
Oh my gosh.
Carrie, thank you very much. Thanks for the story. Here's Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Mark. Hey. Why'd the school call?
The teacher in the hallway heard a bunch of laughing coming from the boys' room. Turns out my first grader was mooning all his buddies under the bathroom stall.
I'm not seeing a problem here. I'm not seeing a problem. Yeah. Why the call?
Yeah. You've never been more proud, I'll bet. Come on.
That's what I said. He stands at a urinal, he still puts his pants around his ankles. What's the difference?
Yeah, right. Well, so do I, though, so... It's weird in the
I'm
office.
I'm glad you called, Mark. Thanks for the laugh, bud. You know, speaking as a world-class mooner, and I think, Jeremy, you would agree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You've hit me with some moons.
World-class mooner. I don't think a father could be more proud.
That's a pretty good moment.
Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So why did the school call?
My freshman son was sent to the dean's office because he hit the gym teacher in the head with a frisbee during class.
Well, was it an accident or
intentionally? Or
it was an accident, but I do feel like I should mention that said gym teacher had also been my gym teacher 30 years ago.
Oh, so you're kind of like, I know this guy.
Well, I think she's just a little cranky.
Oh, that's
all
funny.
Right,
listen,
that's a good one.
Thanks for being on the show, Melissa. Maybe the gym teacher had a comment.
I was thinking.
Kevin, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Why'd you get the call?
Well, I was bragging to my friends what a genius my daughter was, and then literally like a minute later, I got a call that she'd stuck a raisin in her nose.
Ah, the old raisin in the nose trick. Beautiful.
She did get it out, so.
Good. Get the tweezers. That's a good one, buddy.
I think that's a really good note to end on. Kevin, thank you for being on the show, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Oh, sorry, you too. Have a great day.
All right, see you. Let me give you one more that came in on Facebook. This is from Megan. This is kind of another one of those moments where I'd be like, what's the problem? Megan says, I got a call from the office staff back in November that my son was in trouble for taping inappropriate notes on other kids' backs at the school.
Yeah.
The notes said things like, I fart a lot, I kiss my mom on the lips, and the cafeteria food here sucks.
You know,
again,
the kid is a caption king. He's the caption king at his school.
Again, I'm not mad at that.